Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Senate have failed to pass bills avoiding painful government spending cuts. This means $85 billion from government spending will be slashed on March the 1st, an outcome both parties had said they wanted to avoid but were unable to. French troops, along with Malian soldiers, have launched an operation against local fighters on an island in northern Mali. Local fighters reportedly took refuge there after an assault by French and Malian troops on the city of Gao. France launched the war in Mali back in January. Two Palestinian prisoners held in an Israeli jail have been sent to hospital because of their deteriorating health conditions. Samer Essawi and Ayman Sharone have been on hunger strike for months. They are protesting against being rearrested by Israeli forces. The U.S. pledges to provide $60 million more in aid to insurgents battling the Syrian government. America's top diplomat, John Kerry, announced the decision ahead of a meeting of the so-called Friends of Syria group in Italy. Kerry also said Washington plans to boost its cooperation with Syrian militant groups. Another day of bloodshed in Iraq. Multiple bombings leave at least 26 people dead and dozens of others injured. The deadliest attack happened in a Shia district of the capital, Baghdad, with 19 fatalities. Terrorist attacks have killed over 200 people and wounded hundreds more across Iraq in February. At least 34 people are killed in Bangladesh during fierce clashes between police and protesters. The clashes broke out across the country after a court in the capital, Dhaka, sentenced a senior Islamic opposition figure to death. Hundreds more were also injured in the violence. Anti-regime slogans reverberate through the streets of Saudi Arabia's western region of Hejaz. Protesters turned out overnight to call for the release of political prisoners. Activists say more than 30,000 dissidents are being held in Saudi jails under harsh and inhumane conditions. A base for the U.S.-led foreign forces comes under a rocket attack in southern Afghanistan. The attack has reportedly caused serious damage to the base in Helmand province. The Western Military Alliance has not reported any casualties. Thousands of U.S., British, and Danish troops are stationed at the base.